Yeah, today is a very, very special day. When I was 18, which now you can do the math, when I was 18, my family had not been in church for a long, long time at that point. And I had a friend that kept inviting me to youth group again and again and again. And I started going to youth group, and I loved it. The youth group leaders were on fire and taught us so many good things. We started with the Book of Revelation. So it was just a wonderful time there, and I learned a whole lot. Learned how to tell my testimony, learned how to lead someone to the Lord. And then we went to a youth conference, and there was a speaker, just one of them, who wanted us to go back to our church and ask our church to send funds to his community. And in the question and answer time, our leader, Claiborne, stood up and said, "But where's Jesus in this?" And he said, no, do not bring Jesus to my community. We need help, but we don't need Jesus. So during the break, Claiborne invited him to sit with us, and we were in a circle, and he started asking questions. And Claiborne just looked at the group of kids, and we all started answering. Well, I didn't, they did. They knew the scriptures. They were answering from the scriptures. Nothing was going on in my mind, and I'm sitting there thinking, I see them come alive, I see the joy in their faces, I see them using the scripture. There's so much more than an intellectual belief, and in learning all the steps and learning all that. And so that night I went home and I asked Jesus to be my Savior. Mm-hmm. And fast forward about 5.5 years, and I met this great guy. And we were having devotions together, and we were looking at my Bible, and I had written May 5th, 1974, my spiritual birth. And he said, what's this? And I said, well, that's the day that I asked Jesus to be my Savior. And he asked me about it. I said, yes. And then he came back the next day. He said, I had to look it up to make sure. That's the same day I gave my life to the Lord. So he's going to tell us about that. But so I married that guy.
Well, the difference was I was living in Gary, Indiana at that time. And completely different home backgrounds between us. And, you know, I see it in the church today. There's young people that grow up in the church, and they go through different struggles, knowing for sure that you're saved. My daddy was a preacher. Obviously, I heard hellfire and brimstone messages. And, at 4 years old, I knelt by my bed. My mother was there with me, and I asked the Lord to save me. Well, what did I know at 4 years old, you know? I didn't know much about money. Didn't know anything about women. And, the material things of earth. And so there wasn't an immediate change in my life at 4 years old after I knelt and prayed. On the other hand, when this gal got saved, it was like a whole new life. And I bring this out because it's important for us as parents, our children, to nurture them, because they're going to make decisions. And frequently we have baptisms in their youngins that can barely look over the edge of the water there. And that's fine. That's good. But they have to grow into their love for Jesus. Like I said, I never disbelieved. I always believed from the time I can earliest remember as far as faith in Jesus. But there's a difference to learn to love him and to serve him. And so went through a lot of struggles. My mother said my middle name was Trouble. And so I probably wasn't the easiest kid to raise. And I know I'm probably not the easiest one of God's children to get on the right path. And so, time is at an essence, so I'll shorten it up. Life got difficult. There was problems. And it finally, I was at the age, I was 25. I'm 7 years older than Jill most of the years. Sometimes it's 8. But anyhow, I came home from work, and it just seemed like everything was falling apart in my world. And on the way home from work that day, I just pulled over the side of the road and said, "Lord, I know I've told you 100 times that to save me, but this, you know, I want to give you my life." And so it was a real process for me to learn that salvation is more than just having faith in Jesus. It's learning to love Him. And the best teacher I've had since then is being married. When you love somebody, it makes you different. It changes you. And if you're not changing, and hopefully for the better, but it changes both of you. And you learn, because you love that person, you don't necessarily do all the things you want to do and would like to do, or what that person wants to do or likes to do. And so, as Christians, it's so important for us not just to say, "Well, I believe in Jesus, but I love Him. I love Him. And because of that, I'm going to keep His commandments." You know, we don't want to get all ritualistic, but Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments," right? The difference between Jill and I, neither one of us are perfect. But my relationship with Jesus, if there's a problem, it's not His fault, right? He doesn't make a mistake. It's ours. So just encourage parents who have had children that got saved at a very early age, just to be there to encourage and emphasize the importance of serving the Lord and learning to love Him. I served the Lord. My dad was a preacher. He read through the Bible every year. And I thought that's just what everybody did. So when I was in the seventh grade, I read through the Bible from beginning to end. And in 11th grade, Dad said, "Well, we need some teachers I need a teacher for the junior boys. Can you teach?" I said, "Well, I guess so. I don't know if they learned anything, but I sure learned a whole lot while I was trying to teach them." But all my life I've been involved in the ministry, but it wasn't until that day that I truly gave my life to the Lord and started on the path of loving Him and changing because I love Him. And so it was neat when I opened my Bible and the same date was written when we were having Bible studies when we were dating, and that same date was in that book, in that Bible. And so just an unusual coincidence, but we were 800 miles apart when that happened 50 years ago.